This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Iranian protesters took to the streets in the third day of demonstrations against the government after it acknowledged mistakenly shooting down a Ukrainian passenger jet, killing all 176 aboard. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Iranian demonstrators defied a heavy police presence and chanted against the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. The Iranian demonstrators are protesting their country's days of denials that it shot down a Ukrainian passenger plane carrying 176 people. The plane crash early Wednesday killed everyone on board, mostly Iranians and Iranian Canadians. After initially pointing to a technical failure and insisting the armed forces were not to blame, authorities on Saturday admitted accidentally shooting it down in the face of mounting evidence and accusations by Western leaders. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Meanwhile, AP's John Gambrill reports an initial Iranian investigation details the final moments before the jet crash.
It says that the plane was on fire and that the crew didn't make a call for help before it crashed outside of Tehran. This report comes as Iran faces a lot of pressure internationally over the crash and a lot of questions as well.
A Pakistani court Monday dismissed the death sentence handed down to former military ruler Pervez Musharraf, declaring as unlawful the legal process that led to his conviction. Former President Musharraf had challenged the formation of a special three-judge tribunal, which tried and found him guilty of treason in December for subverting the country's constitution. The offense carries the death penalty under Pakistani laws. Kenyan police say Al-Shabaab extremists killed three people in an assault early Monday in eastern Kenya. Three teachers were killed and one was abducted. The AP says they also set fire to a police post. U.S. stocks are up in afternoon trading. For more on any of these stories, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Experts are warning a volcano in the Philippines could erupt and are calling for evacuations. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
On Sunday, ash blasted into the air, followed by rumbling and tremors at the Taal volcano, 70 kilometers south of the Philippines capital, Manila. But these plumes of ash could quickly turn into something more dangerous. Authorities have raised the danger level to 4 out of 5. With thousands of residents being evacuated from nearby towns. The plume of ash has drifted into the capital, forcing cancellation of flights and closure of schools and government work. Authorities have also warned of the risk that an eruption could cause a tsunami.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. Talks aimed at agreeing to an unconditional and open-ended ceasefire in Libya failed to achieve a breakthrough on Monday. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Khalifa Haftar, commander of the Libyan National Army faction, has asked for another day to consider the deal. As the U.S. House of Representatives prepares to send impeachment charges to the Senate, U.S. President Donald Trump is suggesting the case should be dismissed. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says there shouldn't even be a trial, that the Senate should simply dismiss the case. He'd earlier said almost the opposite, while suggesting his own ideas for trial witnesses. The idea of throwing out the charges is unusual and unlikely. There's not enough support in the GOP-led Senate to actually do it. It's also unclear if Republicans will block new witnesses Democrats are insisting be called.
It's about a fair trial.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi telling ABC's This Week senators thinking about voting for or against witnesses will have to be accountable.
Now the ball is in their court to either do that or pay a price.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth has given her blessing to Prince Harry and his wife Meghan's wish for a more independent future. She says there will be a transition period during which the couple will spend time in Britain and Canada. The Oscar nominations were announced Monday. Joker leads the Oscar nominations with 11. AP's Margie Saraletta reports.
When you bring me out, can you introduce me as Joker?
Joker gets a Best Picture nomination with star Joaquin Phoenix up for Best Actor and Todd Phillips up for Best Director. The Irishman, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and 1917 have 10 nominations each, including Best Picture. The other Best Picture nominees are Jojo Rabbit, Ford vs. Ferrari, Little Women, Marriage Story, and Parasite. The Oscars are February 9th in Los Angeles. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
For more on the nominations, please go to the VOA website where they're all listed. That's voanews.com. And for news on the go, use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.